Move by Move, Life Lessons on and Off the Chessboard. Introduction, The Power of Chess. Chess has been a constant companion throughout my life, shaping my journey from an immigrant kid playing in Brooklyn parks to becoming the first African-American international grandmaster. This game, with its intricate strategies and profound lessons, has taught me invaluable skills that extend far beyond the 64 squares. In this book, I'll share the wisdom I've gleaned from chess and how it applies to life's challenges and opportunities. The Beginner's Mind. One of the most crucial lessons chess has taught me is the importance of maintaining a beginner's mind. As we gain experience and expertise, it's easy to lose the sense of wonder and curiosity that initially drew us to our passions. But the most successful chess players, like the legendary Mikhailtal, understand the power of nurturing a childlike fascination with the game. I remember when I first started playing chess as a young boy. Every move was an adventure, every piece a character in an unfolding story. That excitement and curiosity drove me to improve, to learn, to explore the endless possibilities on the board. As I advanced in my chess career, I made a conscious effort to hold on to that beginner's spirit. This approach isn't just beneficial in chess. It's a powerful mindset in all areas of life. When we approach challenges with fresh eyes and an open mind, we're more likely to discover innovative solutions and continue growing. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting in a new field, cultivating a beginner's mind can lead to breakthrough insights and continuous improvement. Strategic thinking, looking beyond the immediate. Chess is often seen as a game of tactics, of clever moves and quick combinations. But at its heart, chess is a game of strategy. The best players aren't just thinking about their next move, they're envisioning the entire game, planning several moves ahead. I learned this lesson the hard way in my early tournament days. I'd often get caught up in flashy tactical plays, only to find myself in a worse position a few moves later. It took time and many losses to understand that true mastery comes from balancing immediate tactics with long-term strategy. This principle applies just as much off the board as on it. In our careers, relationships, and personal growth, it's easy to get caught up in short-term gains or quick fixes. But lasting success comes from having a clear vision of where we want to be and planning the steps to get there. I encourage you to take a step back in your own life. What's your end game? What do you want to achieve in the long run? Once you have that vision, you can start planning your moves, anticipating obstacles, and positioning yourself for success. Embracing failure, the greatest teacher. One of the most valuable lessons chess has taught me is the importance of failure. In chess, as in life, losses are inevitable. What sets great players apart is not how often they win, but how they handle defeat. I've lost countless games throughout my career, some more painfully than others. But each loss has been an opportunity to learn, to identify weaknesses in my play, and to improve. After every game, win or lose, I spend time analyzing my moves, understanding where I went wrong, and figuring out how to do better next time. This approach to failure has served me well beyond the chessboard. In business, in relationships, in any endeavor, setbacks are bound to happen. The key is to view these setbacks not as defeats, but as valuable feedback. Each failure is a chance to refine your strategy, to build resilience, and to come back stronger. I challenge you to reframe how you view failure in your own life. Instead of avoiding risks for fear of failing, embrace the opportunity to learn and grow. Analyze your mistakes, understand what went wrong, and use that knowledge to improve. Remember, in chess and in life, the player who learns the most from their losses often ends up the winner in the long run. Focus and discipline, the cornerstones of success. Chess demands intense focus and unwavering discipline. A single moment of distraction can cost you the game. Over the years, I've developed techniques to maintain concentration during long, grueling matches, and these same techniques have proven invaluable in other areas of my life. One key strategy is to break down large tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. In a chess game, I focus on one move at a time, one position at a time, rather than getting overwhelmed by the complexity of the entire game. This approach can be applied to any challenging project or goal. By focusing on one step at a time, we can maintain our concentration and make steady progress towards our objectives. Another crucial aspect of focus is knowing when to take breaks. In tournament chess, players often stand up and walk around between moves to clear their minds. Similarly, in our daily lives, taking regular breaks can help us maintain focus and avoid burnout. It's not about working longer hours, but about working smarter and more efficiently. Discipline goes hand in hand with focus. In chess, discipline means sticking to your training regimen, analyzing your games, and constantly working to improve. In life, it means staying committed to your goals, even when motivation wanes. It's about showing up day after day, putting in the work, and trusting the process. I encourage you to cultivate focus and discipline in your own pursuits. Set clear goals, break them down into manageable steps, and commit to consistent action. Remember, success in any field is rarely achieved overnight. It's the result of sustained effort and unwavering focus over time. Adaptability, thriving in a changing landscape. Chess has taught me the critical importance of adaptability. No matter how well you prepare, your opponent will always have the potential to surprise you. The ability to adjust your strategy on the fly, to find creative solutions to unexpected problems, is what separates good players from great ones. I recall a crucial tournament game where my carefully prepared opening was countered by an unusual move from my opponent. In that moment, I had to let go of my original plan and adapt to the new situation. It was challenging, but it led to one of my most satisfying victories. This lesson extends far beyond the chessboard. In our rapidly changing world, adaptability is more crucial than ever. Technologies evolve, industries transform, and what worked yesterday may not work tomorrow. The most successful individuals and organizations are those that can pivot quickly, embrace change, and find opportunities in challenges. I encourage you to cultivate adaptability in your own life. Stay open to new ideas, be willing to change course when necessary, and view unexpected challenges as opportunities for growth. Remember, it's not the strongest or the most intelligent who survive, but those who can best adapt to change. Conclusion, the continuous journey. As we conclude this journey through the lessons of chess, I want to emphasize that mastery, whether in chess or in life, is not a destination but a continuous process. Every game, every challenge, every setback is an opportunity to learn and grow. The strategies we've discussed, maintaining a beginner's mind, thinking strategically, embracing failure, cultivating focus and discipline, and adapting to change, are tools that can serve you well in any endeavor. But like any tool, their effectiveness depends on how consistently and thoughtfully you use them. I invite you to apply these lessons in your own life. Approach each day with curiosity and openness. Think beyond immediate gains to long-term success. Learn from your failures and use them as stepping stones. Focus intensely on what matters most and be ready to adapt when circumstances change. Remember, life, like chess, is a series of moves. Each decision, each action shapes the course of your journey. So make your moves with purpose, learn from every outcome, and never stop growing. The board is set, and the game is yours to play. What will your next move be?